And good day to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. And today marks the 75th anniversary of D-Day, the day that a bunch of people united together and rallied and set out with the objective of delivering Europe from Nazi Germany's invasion and all of their horrible philosophies that they were operating in at that point in time. And so we want to say thank you. Thousands and thousands of lives were lost on this day to make sure that people could experience freedom. And so we honor those people. We say thank you. And today on the radio program, we're going to continue our study out of Matthew chapter 6, where we are going through the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And so yesterday on the program, we started this series that we're on now about deliver us from the evil one, or deliver us from evil. And we talked about that the thing about evil that God hates the most is it causes us pain. It causes us suffering. It destroys, and God wants to come and deliver us from all of that. He has a much better plan. He's got a plan for holiness and for godliness and delight in Him. And so I want you to know that Germany's military assault on Europe, That was not the greatest military assault, but it was very important to stop. But the devil has been continuing to assault people's lives over and over and over again. And Jesus reminds us here in the Lord's Prayer, hey, deliverance is available for God's people. And if we will cry out to Him and say, deliver us from the evil one, God will show up as our deliverer. So today I've asked Paul if we could do something differently. There was a song that that I remember from years and years and years ago. It was an award-winning song that Rich Mullins had recorded in an abandoned church, and then he died, and a number of people came together, and they recorded this song. And if you've seen the movie about Rich Mullins' life, you will understand that there were a lot of challenges that he faced, a lot of issues. And this song that I've asked Paul to help me with is titled, My Deliverer is Coming. My Deliverer is Coming. And so with that being said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take just a break for just a moment. And for about 5 minutes, actually, and we're going to allow this song to play. And what I want you to do is I want you to allow this to build up your faith as we prepare to look at our deliverer and what Jesus has done for us. This is Rich Mullins, My Deliverer is Coming.
They were singing.
My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by.
Kenyan Heights pulls itself out of Lake Sangre's broken heart. There in the Sahara winds, Jesus heard the whole world cry for the healing that would flow from his own scars. The world was singing.
And that song really is a blessing. My deliverer is coming. Your deliverer is coming. He's at the ready. He's standing by. And so we want to say thank you for the fact that we have a deliverer. So today we're going to look in the scriptures. We're going to start looking at where do I want to start today? Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. So I'm going to turn over there, Luke chapter 4. And this is when Jesus is driven into the wilderness, Luke chapter 4. And it says in verse number 1, and then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. But Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "All this authority I will give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours." The reason that I started here today when talking about Jesus, our deliverer, is because the devil is under the impression that he is the one who can deliver things to you. But I remind you that the Word of God says that God causes kingdoms to rise and God causes kingdoms to fall. And God had a timeline of kingdom succession that he talked about with Daniel. Listen, God is never taken by surprise. God is never outwitted nor outmaneuvered by the devil. God is the one who is in control. And he always, grace, for instance, grace is a concept that the devil never factored in to the equation. But God says, you know what? When sin comes, I've got a deliverer that is going to come, and he is going to impart grace, freedom, mercy to my people. And so here at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, after a period of temptation, the devil comes to him and he shows him all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil says to him, "All this authority I will give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me." So what the devil was offering Jesus, he says, authority has been delivered to me and I'm going to give all this authority to you. Now, you got to remember that the devil's always been a liar. He never tells the truth, and Jesus knows that. I have a saying that says that lying is the native tongue of hell. It is just what the devil speaks. You don't want to be a part of that. And so when that temptation comes, you've got to realize that Jesus knows the Father. You've got to know that authority comes from him. Matthew chapter 28, later on, he's going to say, "All authority on heaven and earth has been given unto me." And it didn't come from the devil. It came from God the Father. He says, "All authority on heaven or in heaven and on earth has been given unto me." So when the devil presents him with this opportunity and he says, "Look, this has been given into my hands and I'm willing to give it into your hands. All you've got to do is do what I want. Bow down and worship me as if I were the ultimate object of worship in the universe." And, you know, in my mind, I see Jesus, can I see your receipt for that authority that you're promising? You know, because that's not the reality that I know. I know that authority is raised and lowered by God the Father. And so I don't believe that you have the ability to deliver on the promise that you are making to me. I don't know if you've ever been involved in a salesperson or with a salesperson who was not able to deliver on all of the things that they were talking about. I don't know if you've ever been approached or promised something by a politician that they promised something that they weren't able to deliver. But I do know that Satan was not going to deliver on his promise that he made to Jesus at this point in time. And so Jesus says to him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." So there is nothing that the devil could offer him, nothing that the devil could deliver to Jesus that was worth what he was being asked to do. And I think that's always a good mindset to remember whenever you and I are experiencing temptation, whether it's a temptation of act or a temptation of a mindset or whatever, is, look, the price tag is too high for that. You're not going to be able to deliver on the promises. I've had those. I've had salespeople that told me, oh, yes, we will be able to deliver. And I said, you know what? Your math doesn't add up. I was a math guy. And so I recognize the manipulation and the numbers. And I don't think you're going to be able to deliver. And guess what? They weren't able to deliver. I want you to know today that Jesus is our deliverer, and he is able to deliver on the promises of God. All the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yea and amen. All the promises of God are yea and amen. So let me take you over to Matthew chapter 11 today. Matthew chapter 11. And in verse number 25, it says this: at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord, or I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. Listen, that what I just said about Matthew chapter 28, it was preceded by this statement in Matthew chapter 11 and also in Luke chapter 10. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Verse number 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So here in verse number 27, Jesus says to the disciples, all things have been delivered to me by my Father. All things have been delivered to me by my Father. Remember, there is a deliverance from, and there is a delivery to. It is not just one thing to pick something up from the distribution center and never get it to its desired destination. Every once in a while, you will hear a news story about a person who is assigned the responsibility of delivering something to the appropriate address, to the appropriate business, the appropriate destination, and they fail to make the delivery. It is not that the package wasn't picked up. It wasn't that it wasn't delivered to the delivering agent. But somewhere along the line, dereliction of duty kicked in and ulterior motives kicked in, and the delivery was never finalized. I want you to know that Jesus never short circuits. He never circumvents the process. He is always going to make the delivery that God has for you and I. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. And so he says here, all things have been delivered to me by my Father. And he talked about revelation that the Son would bring to those that they would see the Father. I wanted to focus here today on verse number 28, where Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I don't know your work schedule, but my work schedule seems to be pretty full. It seems to not have slowed down much at all. I mean, we did make a way and get away for a few days, and that was tremendous. The reason we had to get away was because when we're at home, there's something going on. I walked in from, I got to the house late because of, I was running late on Tuesday night. I'd worked late Monday night. I was at the office late on Tuesday night, and I got home, and dinner was just about to be served, and they said, "Well, we're getting ready to go to the church," and I said, "Well, I didn't know you had to go back to the church," and you know, I could have gone back, and I could have done, you know, some study in there, but they said, "Well, you're going to be home alone here. You're going to have the opportunity to do your studying," which I did. I've been preparing for this teaching that I'm doing here on the radio, and so they left, and I came in here. You know, I studied so that I would have the ability to come in here and communicate that God is able to deliver those who are heavy laden. They're burdened down, whether it's emotional burdens, whether it's physical burdens, whether it's spiritual or financial or relational. I want you to know today that everything has been delivered to Jesus, and he is going to minister to us those things that are for our benefit, those things that are for our good. So I have this responsibility, and that is to notify my family members, because I'm the one that goes to and from the house multiple times a day. And if there's a delivery, I'm charged with the responsibility of securing that delivery and notifying the recipients that, hey, the package has arrived. One night, my wife and I were walking, and we saw a delivery truck just in the neighborhood. We knew that a delivery was being expected, and so there was a person, and so we at home, and so we made a quick text, and we said, "Hey, I think your delivery is just around the corner. I think the rest that you need, the relief that you need, the burden being removed that you need is just around the corner." And they texted back, and they were all giddy, and they said, it's here. The thing that I have been waiting for to be delivered is here. I want to remind you of what that song that we played in the program earlier, "My Deliverer is Coming. My Deliverer is Standing By." No matter what you are going through, he says, if you find yourself in this situation, come to me, because all of the solutions, all of the power, all of the blessings have been delivered to me, and I have what you need. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. A lot of people want the rest without the connecting agent of covenant that you and I are called to walk in with Jesus Christ. This is kind of a rough statement, but Jesus is not interested in a one-night stand. He's not interested in a one-minute prayer with you. He wants to do life with you. He wants to walk life in covenant with you. And that involves this word picture of a yoke, which doesn't do much for people in our modern society, but for an agrarian society, everybody knew what that was, what that word picture was. It was two creatures that were yoked together to where they functioned as one, and they used their resources together, but there was always one that was stronger than the other. There was always one that was leading the way. There was another one that says, "I'm just going wherever that person, wherever that oxen over there goes." And Jesus says, "I want you to take my yoke upon you. It is not a burdensome yoke. It is a very light yoke. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. And the ultimate goal is that you are going to find rest for your souls." Now, in Luke chapter 10, where we see this same teaching, the verses afterwards go in a different direction. And verse number 23, "Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which shall see the things you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it. And what I want to share with you about that is there are many people who know the deliverer is coming, and they may not have seen the ultimate manifestation of that in their life, but they're longing to see it. They're longing, they longed to hear of the things that we have heard. I remember back in 1997 when the Brownsville revival broke out, that there was an understanding. There had been someone in the congregation who had transcribed words of prophecy that had been spoken over that congregation. And for years and years and years, they were talking about, hey, revival is coming. Revival is coming. There were people who served. There were people who prayed. There were people who invited the lost to come to church. And they knew deliverance was coming. They knew spiritual breakthrough was coming, but they never got to see it. And Jesus, when here in Luke chapter 10, when he said that prayer of thanksgiving to the Father, and he says, all things have been delivered to me by my Father. He told the disciples, he said, you all are getting to see things that other people have just longed for but never got to experience. Today, I want to let you know, Jesus is my deliverer. He's your deliverer. He is on the way. Your deliverer is coming. If you want to, go back and listen to that song over and over again. But I just wanted to build your faith with it today to know that your deliverance is coming. We'll see you next time right here
on
Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
We are your people, you are our God. This is our prayer that you will come and have your way in us today. We're tired of living just for ourselves, so all that we ask is that you'll come and have your way. Today we surrender. Of man, but here